podcast arise.
I wanna dive into the future. 共に行こうさ。明日も今日も僕たちの旅は続く。
Hello everyone, and welcome to Apple episode 15 of Lost in Translation. I'm May.
And I'm Jay.
And this week we watched Atmon episode 15, The Future is All Visible, The Mysterious Fortune Teller Telling Telamon. First up, we have some news, and it's just regarding the Next Order stream that I want to put up. So, I want to put up a poll prior to this, so everybody can give me an idea of the best time to live stream. As I said, I think it'll be like the noon or afternoon of the 27th Australian time. And that might be like at night for on the 26th for other parts of the world. So I just want to make sure it's a time that people can do and the most amount of people can come to. Because as I said, presumably we both have the day off, so we're fine to do whatever. But we also want to be accommodating to people in different time zones.
What kind of poll? Straw poll? North? South?
Ice cream.
Ice cream poll.
Ice cream poll.
Excellent.
So yeah, I just wanted to say that, and I will be trying to put up that little quick poll. I'll probably do Google Docs, because that doesn't require any subscription, like if I do a Google form like I did for the survey. Because I could do it on Twitter, but then I'd only get people who have Twitter, and on Facebook I can only have people who do Facebook. But if I do it on a Google form, it requires no subscription.
Fair enough.
They can just tick an option and then click submit, and then I can get the results. So that'll be left open until, like, before we do the stream, obviously. And as I said, the stream will, depending on timing, also have us do a little bit of a podcast afterwards after we play for a bit.
Maybe.
And by we, I mean me play for a bit, you watch, and then you tell me how you hate the game, I guess.
Me complain.
You complain.
Often and constantly.
Yep. So without further ado, on to the episode of Apfimon we just watched. What were your favourite bits?
So, let's see. The premise was that there is a fortune-telling app, which is run by a fortune-tellermon, and basically they just said, you know what, let's go talk to them. We go into the AR field and we'll just talk to this fortune-teller. And it was really, it was creative. You know, they're almost always thrown in with these various Atmon. I think with Perorimon, it was, they did go find him to talk to him.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, but it was sort of implied that he was a bad guy.
But so Perorimon's not as, oh, they didn't know that it was with the 7 code. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, she needed his help. That's right, yeah.
Yeah, with the reviews. So yeah. In this circumstance, there was no even implication of being a bad guy. It was just very casual, hey, let's go talk to this Digimon. And that was, it was interesting because it really, it makes the AR field and stuff more part of the world than it does just a battle arena.
Yep.
Which was nice. And then, let's see, Fortune Telemon was cool. It doesn't actually tell the future. It just does a data analysis of all of the past and guesses what's most likely in the future.
Yep, which is like, it analyzes data, and I find that really interesting rather than just, oh, it's magic. It has sort of some reasoning behind it and some logic, and I like that.
Let's see. Ray showed up because they were chasing the Stealthmon.
Yeah. Well, Stealthmon was kind of just there, and then, yeah, Ray was following Stealthmon, and, yeah, Stealthmon was following the other children.
We got a big old new fusion. So, no, it wasn't a fusion. We got an
yeah,
app link.
Yeah, it was an app.
It was a fusey app link where they get bits of each other rather than just, backing.
Yeah, so it's a good one. Because
yeah.
I think Gatchmon and Messemon were just sort of like, he was behind him.
Yeah, and he just twirled a bit.
Yeah, but it's nice when they sort of get the attachments. Like, we saw Gatchmon with Roleplaymon, and that was sort of like,
you got the sword and shield.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
It's usually on the hands, because that's easy, I guess.
Yeah, so he got the gloves, and that was really cool. I really liked this episode, which is really, really fun to watch.
I liked how Fortune Telemon fought, which was, they just tell you, hey, these things are unlucky, and if you just happen to run into those things, you're going to get beaten up.
Except for the pink cucumbers, which kind of showed up.
No, they felt that, oh no, but they all just kind of showed up. Like, jumping was unlucky, and then, like, a block appeared overhead.
Yeah.
The bombs fell out of nowhere.
Yeah.
They all showed up.
No,
just...
no, the pink cucumber was the bomb.
No, the first time for Dokamon, he fell down the hole because of the banana, and then bombs, like,
oh, yeah,
bombs
yeah,
fell
one, yeah,
from the
yeah.
sky.
And I found that very clever. It was, again, using their fighting in a sort of a smart way.
Hmm.
Yeah, no, I found that quite interesting.
I mean, the solution was hit it really hard with Crush Beater, which was awesome. But, like, so that wasn't entirely creative. And they beat Fortune Telemon basically by hitting it really hard with Crush Beat, which was, it was awesome. It's like Crush Beat,
yeah.
Which is a great combination of, I guess, punching and music. But that's just a name. It's not as cool as searching for the places all the cameras are to avoid them and find the blind spots.
Yeah, no, that's always been really clever. Another thing I liked is that there was sort of like this realization that Eri had, and this caused her to unlock her, you know, super Atmon chip.
That, like, she controls her destiny?
Yeah, she actually had to earn it. Whether Hara was kind of given it, and Astra was kind of given it. I really liked how Eri earned it with some sort of character growth almost.
Well, hers was weird, though, because it is kind of implied that your chip activates when it fuses.
Yep.
With another, when your Apgatai fuses with another one.
Yeah.
And then you can unlock that chip. But hers isn't. And so she's the odd one out, which means that hers is the one that breaks the rules.
Yeah, and I really like that.
That's pretty good.
It's nice, especially from a female character. I'm watching Frontier, where there's nothing really exciting to say about the female character at the moment.
Mm. It's funny that we get to see this double turn where she's, like, trapped in this idea that she thinks that the fortune telling is perfectly true.
Yeah.
And Astra thinks it's completely false. And at the end of the episode, she has switched around to be like, you know what, maybe my life isn't entirely destiny. I can create my own path.
Mm.
And he was like, next period of the psychic, can you take me with you?
Yeah, no, I really thought that was cute where they were both arguing through this episode. And then by the end, they actually understood the other character's viewpoint, and I really liked that.
I think they might be friends now.
Yeah, and that's nice, because we had them fighting, and I was like, oh god, this is going to be really annoying if they're just fighting for the rest of the series. But it seems that they maybe fixed their problems with each other, and that's nice. And I felt like this episode didn't have a focus on Haru.
At all.
And the previous episodes, even when they were sort of focused on another character, had Haru, but Haru was kind of in the background doing something else.
What was he doing?
Oh, he was with Mianumon and Rei.
He was fighting Stealthymon, yeah.
Yeah, because we knew he wasn't going to win, so that's not the important part, and we don't want a fighting episode. I mean, it was sort of still a fighting episode, but it was clever.
It was a fighting episode that was really... The fighting was a garnish to the character interactions that were happening.
Yeah, so there were so many nice things I liked at this episode. I love Haru, and I love Gatchmon, but it's nice to see other characters get the limelight.
Gatchmon's best thing was, okay, Eri goes to the fortune teller and goes, okay, I really want to ask you some questions about me becoming the best idol ever, and then Gatchmon's like, shut up, woman! It is time to ask about the seven codes!
Yeah. And I just thought that was really clever as well, that they said, why would we go to a fortune teller in the real world? We'll go to one in the AR field.
Mm.
And that was really cute.
No, the cute bit was, and she goes, actually, you know, they call it the mother of Hariyama, or the mother of the area they're in. That's just what they're called. And Gatchmon didn't hear any of that stuff.
Yeah.
Because he's busy.
Yeah.
And then they're like, where are we going? And he goes, oh yeah, we're going to see the mother of the AR field.
And I love that so much. Telamon's voice is kind of creepy, though.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad.
Telamon!
I know, but it's because it has a speech tick. Yeah. I can't really take it that seriously.
It also has to be, like, a mystic. But it's. I don't find the speech tick that annoying.
It wasn't that bad.
And I think I'm warming to all the characters now. Like, I'm warming to Astra, even. Because his Noreru, Norenai, Cho Noreru is, like... He uses it in context.
He only uses it, like, once an episode now, so it's less grating.
Eri's Dokkan punch is starting to annoy me because it's always
annoyed me.
It's always just said, you do this or I'll punch you.
It's not even the context of that. That's fine. Because if she wants to threaten violence, that's cool. But it really...
It's cool to threaten violence. Get that, kids.
It's fine when she does it. But, I don't know, it's just, I think I can't take it seriously. It's no Falcon Punch! It's Dokkan Punchy! So, you know, it's not scary. It sounds like she's gonna beat you over the head with a pillow that's shaped like a heart.
Yeah, and it doesn't change either. Like, Astra's has changed. Like, it's, you know, he puts it in context and it'll change slightly, like the words will change.
Oh no, what she will do is she will change the degree of threat.
Yeah.
I'll give you an explosive punch. I'll give you 6 explosive punches. I'll give you explosive punches all day.
I'll give you 1,000 explosive punches. See, it changes in that much, but it's not like... I mean, I'm really excited to like Astra. Musimon did not talk during this episode, I feel.
Also, it's not explosive punch. It's heart punch, isn't it?
No, it's...
Dokkan?
Heart on knee, Dokkan punchy.
Also, it's a heart explosive punch.
No, heart on knee is like towards, like, oh, the particles are hard. It's kind of like...
When I say heart punch, I mean punch to the heart.
Yes, it's punch to the heart. So it's anata no, which means your, heart on knee, Dokkan punchy.
I guess.
So it's like, I will punch your heart.
Great.
And
explosively.
And yeah, Musimon's cute when he says, this is the cool playlist, yo! It's so cute.
His playlist.
It's so cute. Do we have any more favourite bits? Because I really like this episode.
It was pretty good.
Negative bits.
They didn't Google search anything again.
Yes, that's always going to be like my stock standard.
Google search something. It's the gimmick of the show.
Well, it wasn't like a Gatchmon Haru episode, so I can forgive it for not Google searching.
I know, but like, they haven't done it for so long.
I don't think Afro Man suffered enough. That's my negative.
Afro Man, yeah.
Afro Man just got all these girls. Unless like he's not into girls, then it's terrible.
No, it's just they ruined his privacy.
Oh, I guess that's fair. But like, usually it's just like, oh no, I'm in pain or.
Not always.
It's oh, like, no, the dates got cancelled. I can't do my job. Yeah. But now it's kind of like, oh, I have all these girls following me around.
It's mostly inconvenience.
Yeah. Well, that's what all the apps do. They seem to more inconvenience everybody than actually do any damage.
I don't know. Some of them do damage. Like, the puzzle ones stop people from doing their jobs.
Or go to the toilet, yeah. And Navimon was making people, you know, drive off cliffs.
Yeah. So, no, some people probably did die, but mostly it's inconvenience.
But Telemon was basically just kind of like, this is minorly inconveniencing some people.
The funny thing is that Telemon is only inconvenient because that app is popular.
Yeah. It's mostly popular with girls, though, and that was... You could see that with how everyone affected seemed to be a girl, except for boys who are affected by it. There was a boy who was getting the dating advice and asked...
They're rare, though.
Yeah. But that's fine, because some...
That guy got hurt.
Yeah, some apps... Yeah, he got punched. He got Thokkan punchy. some apps punchy. Do have different demographics, so if this was, like, a 70% female demographic app, then... That makes sense. But you know, I don't really have that many negatives. It's hard. I'm trying to find negatives. It's not working. Isn't that sad when that happens?
Oh, it's really sad. The animation on the 3D Amon is really annoying.
It kind of looks like something from Ruby, which is fine on its own. Like, if it was
move like it's claymation.
No, but I think the fact they look weird because everything else isn't that that style.
But I also think they're low frame rate when they move.
Yes, but I think that's because they're in a 2D world and they're 3D.
Yeah, but the 3D frame rate's better than they are.
Mm.
That's all I'm trying to say.
It looks strange. But I feel like if it was if everything else was that style, I think it'd be fine. But because everything's 2D, it's just kind of...
Yeah, I don't know why they've made this stylistic decision.
Because Dogachmon is also that style, because it's all the app links. But it doesn't look terrible.
But it doesn't need to be this style.
Yeah. But it's fine when it's Dogachmon, and it was fourth wall breaking when Haru says, wow, he even looks like a computer game character now.
I guess it was a little bit.
Yeah, and that was fine, because he doesn't look that bad. Mediamon looks fine. I think it's because she's, like, humanoid, and she has, like, that look.
No, it's not even that. It's just, I think the 3D shapes... Look, no, they're animated okay.
Yeah.
I just don't think it makes sense in this, like, 2D show. You know what it is, right? It's when they did the 3D bits in, like, evolutions and stuff in...
Yeah.
In, like, Adventure or anything. And you go, okay, fine, that's just constrained to then. But if that shape starts moving around normally, it becomes, like, Dogmons.
Yeah.
In Dogmons they did this. In fact, this is ripped straight out of Dogmons.
Oh no. Is Dogmons the original Appmon?
Doggymons.
Woo! And yeah, so we're kind of scratching for negative bits, which I guess is a good thing.
Yeah.
Right?
That's right. This was a good episode.
It was a good episode. Favorite character?
My favorite character is Gatchmon in this one.
But he was barely in it.
And I love him.
See, I like Astra in this episode.
That's weird.
Because he was like, his thing about... That was like an amazing scene I really liked. The scene where he's going through all the unlucky items, and he's just basically saying, you know, if I don't believe it doesn't exist.
Then
Mediamon Dodd, like, you know, steps over the banana or whatever.
Oh yeah, no, that was a totally good character moment. And you know what? I don't care. Still don't like him.
He was my favorite character, like, in Realm of this episode. And guess what? What I liked about this episode was that they got the 7 code.
Oh, Eri
and Astra got a 7 code. The non-Golu kid, you know, as much as I love Haru,
yeah,
it's nice to see focus.
Of course.
And no, I really like Astra in this episode. He's less annoying.
If this was Frontier, they both would have died and Rei would have walked in and be like, okay guys, I guess I'll solve your problems for you.
Yep. And it does have a lot of parallels to Frontier, except that it's better.
Is it because it's old Digimon? Like, what are you talking about with the parallels to Frontier?
Well, you mentioned it, like, how it's got the search one and...
That was a joke.
And Rei is sort of like the...
He's like Koji.
He kind of just shows up, he's like, well, let's fight together, but only because we have to.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to hang out with you guys still, though. Any miscellaneous bits?
No. We've talked about everything
already. Yeah, we have talked about everything. I'm really happy that the quality seems to be improving again.
Yeah, this is definitely a step up.
Yeah.
From the last few. I would like it to sort of head back to episode 4.
Yes, episode 4 is still best episode.
But, I don't know, we've got 35 episodes left.
Yeah. Which brings us on to my ranking! Yay!
It's number 2, that's it, move on.
It's ranked number 2. Top 3 is Finest Gourmet Report, The Future is All Visible, and I Shall Have You in a Costume.
I'm so bored.
Okay, but number 4 is still the best. If something can top that,
That's the introduction of Gashi Snacks.
Yes, and also it's also the last appearance of Kiyomaramon. Kiyomaramon. I love him. He's still the best character. I hope he comes back soon.
He's a dork.
Alright, next time we'll be watching The Message That Transcends Time, The Truth Behind the Apple Driver.
Well, that seems something.
We get some plot, maybe, hopefully, I don't know. Yay.
Haru!
Haru! Haru! I hope we understand. Like, I've been itching since, you know, Christmas to know what that means.
Good Christmas.
So you can contact us and stay updated. You can email us at lostintranslationmon@gmail.com. Or you can comment on this episode or message us on SoundCloud. You can follow us on @TranslationMon on Twitter, and you can also find us on Lost in Translation on Tumblr, Facebook, and YouTube. We have a discussion thread on With the Will, and we'd really appreciate it if you would review us on iTunes and or Stitcher.
And thank you to our Patreon supporters, Sam Krieger, who hosts a podcast called The Moncast, which talks about Pokemon and Digimon, Wu Qinglong, who you can find at twitch.tv/Wu Qinglong, Metal Mamimon, Joe, whose happy birthday, that's today, Anime Guy, who you can find at Anime Guy Kurosaki, the number one on YouTube, Chakmon, Ishpal Bamba, Hiro Olato, who's at Hiro Olato on Twitter, Jason Morosky, Ryuchi, who's Frost Miragic on Archive of Our Own, Stephen Reeves, who's at Welding64 on Twitter, Kaidawashi, Mac, Noam, Riku, Red and Garen for Breakfast Digimon, which is another Digimon podcast, which you should listen. Red and Garen for Breakfast Digimon. Oh, God.
You're dying. You're right. You good?
Okay. Red and Garen from
Breakfast with Tiffany's.
I can do it. Red and Garen from Breakfast with
Tiffany's. Bread and Garen?
Come on.
Tomorrow I'm going to have Bread and Garen for breakfast.
Red and Garen from Breakfast with Digimon, which Nailed is another it. Digimon podcast. Chisai, you can follow at Chisai236 on Tumblr. Corey, Kyle, DeLady Bugman, which you can read their blog on anime at baguburagu.wordpress.com, and Smile Wolfie.
You can also make a one-off donation on PayPal, which we found linked in the description. It's paypal.me/edgemon. Make sure to listen to us for the podcast, and see you guys next time. Hopefully Jay can speak a little better.
Bye!
Bye!